Some of Australia's biggest abattoirs are breathing a sigh of relief today because China has lifted a ban that it slapped on beef imports in July. The multi-million dollar industry was hit hard when China refused to take meat from seven Australian processing plants after the discovery of labelling inconsistencies. After months of negotiations, six abattoirs have been told they can start exporting beef from today. Stephanie Boris reports.
Australian meat is highly sought after overseas, but there's been less of it across China in the past few months. That's about to change after China lifted its temporary ban on beef from six abattoirs across New South Wales and Queensland.
It's a good outcome. Certainly those six abattoirs will be thrilled. Between them, they were possibly tearing up close to $1 million of lost revenue on a daily basis during this period of time.
That's Meat Industry Council Chairman Lockie Hart. He says the temporary ban didn't just impact the abattoirs.
Possibly on a number of businesses associated with those abattoirs. And then, of course, when things do work against our industry and slows our industry as far as market access is concerned, it has that flow and effect on rural and regional Australia as well to small business. And so it has a big impact.
In July, six Australian meat processing facilities stopped exporting beef to China after authorities there announced a temporary ban. Among them are meatworks run by Thomas Food, another by Northern Rivers Cooperative, and two plants owned by JBS. The six facilities account for about 30% of Australia's beef exports to China. As Trade Minister Steve Chobo explains, the issue was around labelling.
The concern was that there are a number of processes where there was some mismatching of labelling. In other words, for example, labels that were on the exterior of the container, the outside box, were different to the labels that were inside the box.
Lockie Hart says extensive negotiations commenced after the temporary ban was slapped on the six facilities.
A very intense discussion that the industry has been working closely with government to try and bring about this outcome as soon as possible.
Trade Minister Steve Chobo told AM it was a team effort.
We've had really good cooperation from Chinese authorities. They've been as keen as us to see this matter resolved. We've been able to have our authorities and their authorities work alongside each other.
Overnight, Chinese officials notified Australia's embassy in Beijing about its decision to lift the ban on six Australian facilities. Lockie Hart has thanked those involved in the process.
The fact that these plants were delisted in July and we've got this outcome today, there's been a very quick turnaround, and certainly we thank the government for their support and effort in this area, but we also thank the Chinese government.
But there is still more work to be done. More recently, China suspended Monbeef in southern New South Wales from exporting meat. That ban is yet to be lifted and the process to have it overturned is ongoing. Trade Minister Steve Chobo says the past few months are a timely reminder for Australian exporters.
The importance of making sure that we comply with the import standards of any country we're exporting to, in this case China, they take food security very seriously. Australia, of course, must make sure we stand by our quality assurance on the quality of our product, and that includes making sure that technical issues like labelling are done correctly.
Trade Minister Steve Chobo, Stephanie Boris reporting.